the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين ولأبكين عليك بكاء
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this part of the Divine Kumail supplication.
فَبِعِزَّتِكَ يَا سَيِّدِي وَمَوْلَاي أُقْسِمُ صَادِقًا لَإِنْ تَرَكْتَنِي نَاطِقًا لَأَضِجَّنَّ إِلَيْكَ بَيْنَ أَهْلِهَا ضَجِيجَ الْآمِلِينَ وَلَأَصْرُخَنَّ إِلَيْكَ صُرَاخَ الْمُسْتَصْرِخِينَ وَلَأَبْكِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بُكَاءَ الْفَاقِدِينَ
So by your might, my master and my protector, I swear sincerely, if you leave me with speech, I will lament before you from the midst of the fire's inhabitants with the lamentation of the hopeful.
وَلَأَصْرُخَنَّ إِلَيْكَ صُرَاخَ الْمُسْتَصْرِخِينَ
I will cry to you with the cry of those crying for help.
وَلَأَبْكِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بُكَاءَ الْفَاقِدِينَ
I will weep before you with the weeping of the bereft.
ولأناديَنك أين كنت يا ولي المؤمنين يا غاية آمال العارفين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حبيب قلوب الصادقين ويا إله العالمين
I will call upon you. Where are you, O sponsor of the believers, O goal of the hopes of the knowers, O aid of those who seek assistance, O friend of the hearts of the sincere, and O Allah of all the worlds? In this part of the supplication, like the previous part, we see that it is included the supplicant's beseech and prayer to the Almighty. And the supplicant is praying in order to attract Allah's attention. And if is doomed to hell, then to save him from this chastisement. In fact, how is the state of the servant who is under chastisement? And even worse than chastisement is suffering from that remoteness of his beloved ones, specifically his Lord. This lamentation, this weeping is so harsh. I mean, which beseech is harsher than that of someone who has lost a beloved? It has been said that a mother was weeping beside her daughter's grave. An ascetic person was passing there said, "Good for this mother who knows what a valuable blessing she has lost." So the last day has certainly very wonderful scenes. This is a really strange day for the people. Good for those who are doomed to Allah's mercy and those are away from chastisement. We'd better compare ourselves to the scale of the Holy Quran before we are confronted with death in order to be ready for that momentous and substantial day.
Oh my Lord, I swear by your honor, will grant me speech in hell. I shall amongst its inmates cry out bewailingly unto you, like the cry of those who have faith in your kindness and compassion. And I shall mourn for you the lamentation of those who are bereaved. And I shall keep on calling unto you. Where are you, O friend of the believer?
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
In this part of the Qumayyah supplication, dear listeners, we see Imam Ali alayhi salam is referring to yet another important requisite, or better say, etiquettes of supplication. One of the things that we see our traditions are replete with is the concept of continuity in prayer, continuation in invoking Allah during adversity and ease, is the kind of supplication which happens both during the hardships and during ease. And as I said, this is a matter about which there is a lot of emphasis in the Islamic resources. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Make yourselves known to Allah during ease, so He will know you in adversity." In this regard, Imam Sadiq alaihi salam says, "Whoever takes precedence in invoking Allah, he will be answered when a calamity befalls him, and it will be said, 'This is a voice known to us,' and he will not be obscured from the skies. But when he who takes no precedence in supplicating calls Allah, he will not be answered during affliction, and the angels shall say, 'We do not recognize this voice.'" Now, having this tradition in our minds, let us have a look at the beginning of the Qumayyah supplication up to now. From the beginning of this Qumayyah supplication, we have seen the supplicant begging for Almighty Allah's mercy in many possible words and sentences. And now Imam Ali alayhi salam, continuing his persistence in praying, says that, "My Lord, if you leave me alone with your enemies, if you leave me with speech on that day, I will lament before you from the midst of the fire's inhabitants with the lamentation of the hopeful. أقسم صادقا لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين." I will cry to you with the cry of those who truly are crying for help. Imam Ali alayhi salam does not stop. He knows in order to reach what he desires, which is Almighty Allah's mercy, he has to be persistent. And this is what we are learning from this part of the Qumayyah supplication. There is more to discuss about this part of the Qumayyah supplication that we shall inshallah address later on. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Your Jannah, yeah Allah, yeah Allah. donde